This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States remains on edge Tuesday after a seventh day of protests across the country against the death of an African-American man in the custody of a white policeman. An official finding of homicide has been announced in the death of George Floyd, who expired last week after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for more than 8 minutes while he was pinned to the ground in handcuffs and pleading that he could not breathe. The incident, captured on video, has sparked demonstrations in dozens of American cities, the most widespread outbreak of civil unrest in decades. President Donald Trump threatened on Monday to deploy U.S. military troops to cities to stop any further violent protests. Federal authorities fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse peaceful protesters outside the White House during Trump's remarks. Outrage is growing across the globe at the death of George Floyd. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said in Brussels that Floyd's death resulted from an abuse of power. He said, "Like the people of the United States, we are shocked and appalled by the death of George Floyd." But with chaotic protests erupting in dozens of U.S. cities for 7 nights in a row, Borrell emphasized that Europeans, in his words, support the right to peaceful protest. "And also we condemn violence and racism of any kind. And for sure," he continued, "we call for a de-escalation of tensions." Thousands of people marched in downtown Sydney, Australia's largest city, comparing Floyd's case to that of David Dungay, a 26-year-old Aboriginal man who died in a Sydney prison in 2015 while being restrained by 5 guards. Dungay also gasped just before he died that he could not breathe. From Washington, this is VOA News.